Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online to any of our Slumber Party episodes that we post if they are up to our standards on cjsf.ca. And if you want to request any music, you can text or call us at 778-782-CJSF. And keep in mind that is the studio phone, so it will ring through when we are live. And yeah, so welcome to Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
I'm DJ Coco. Thank you so much for joining us. We're here every Tuesday, 6 to 7. Today, we are going to do our usual mix of talk and music. And it's kind of going off of the of last week's topic, where we talked about the moon and kind of more about the femininity and undertones of that. And it led us to questioning of other things that are gendered. So such as Mother Nature, like why is Mother Nature a woman? So that's going to be the basis of our talk for today. Before we get into that, we'll do some music. So this first one you're going to be hearing.
Yeah, so the first one is called Mount Zero by Swap Meet.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuned into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Just wanted to come back on here to tell you about those last couple songs. So you were just recently listening to Men I Trust, I Come With Mud from the album Equus Ascinus, which means the scientific name is domesticated donkey translation. This one is a slightly older release. This was released last year. And this album, Men I Trust, released also very closely with Equus Ascinus, which means domesticated horse, I believe. Released these pretty much back to back. And this album I really like. I'd say it's a more folk and dreamy kind of album compared to their other kind of stuff, which focuses more on, you know, indie pop and a little bit upbeat and jazz. But I really like this album, and so I wanted to at least play this one for today. Has a really more natural feel. I like, especially with the album being called Donkey. And it reflects on a lot of things, which I feel like I've been reflecting on some things, so needed this album.
Yeah, it's really nice to listen to music that is calm once in a while, just to regulate yourself.
Definitely.
But as a little bit of juxtaposition, there were not some calm songs before that. A bit of shoegaze from Cherry Pick, the song Asleep with the Fishes, their local Vancouver band. And before that, I'm getting the order mixed up, but there was another song called Dead End Street by Zoamba, who apparently is an avant-garde jazz saxophonist.
Yeah.
But it didn't sound that jazzy to us.
It sounded like full rock or some sort of alternative.
Folk rock.
Grunge, even?
Like, deep south, like, type of genre.
I didn't hear a lot of jazz there, but maybe her other stuff is more jazzy.
Yeah. Their other stuff, I think.
Their other stuff.
And then before that was Mount Zero by Swap Meet, which is an Australian band. And yeah, I think that was all the songs we played.
Yes, we're going to do, I think, one more song before we come on and talk. So this next one's a little continuation on with The Men I Trust. It's called Moon 2 from Equus Ascinus. So enjoy.
Enjoy. Thank you.
atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yucasterio.
Atención.
This is Bird Note. How many birds do you think are here? It sounds like a whole orchestra, but it's just one bird, the brown-backed solitaire. Their appearance is quite ordinary. They are medium-sized, gray-brown birds, but they have one of the most melodic, complex songs in the world, ringing out year-round in high-altitude forests from Mexico to Central America. Did you notice a difference between those two songs? They have different structures and durations. This is because they learn to sing differently depending on where they grow up, much like how a human language spoken across vast regions takes on dialects and accents. Birdsong serves to mark territory, attract a mate, sound an alarm, or request food. But for brown-backed solitaires, their song also puts them in danger. Some locals capture and cage them to keep the bird songs for themselves. As their name implies, they prefer solitude, so you'll probably find one calmly perched with an upright posture on the branches of trees in forests and wetlands. Although occasionally, they may gather in small groups, even mingling with birds of other species. For Bird Note, I'm Lucina Melesio.
She got booty all in that thing, fully coolie all in that thing. Bend it over, let me spank. Beauty, she got brains, she got booty all in that thing, fully coolie all in that thing. Bend it over, let me spank. Bang, 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 bang.
Welcome back. This is CHSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University.
I'm DJ Star.
I'm DJ Gogo, and you are listening into Slumber Party. That last song you just heard was called Spank! Explanation mark by the artist High Tech. This was supposed to be a remix of that we could not find from before, so this was just the original artist instead of the DJ I wanted to do this for. But it's okay. Spank was pretty good.
Yeah, I think that genre is called ghetto tech.
Yeah.
It's good. I like High Tech. They have other good songs too.
Yeah, I think we've been mixing it up with the music a little bit after The Men I Trust and Spank. Some charity. Spank.
And then mixing it up even further of our topic.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Slumber Party, where everything does not make sense, but it makes sense. So today we are going to be talking about just nature, and specifically the personification of nature, of Mother Nature. So starting off with a little bit of poetry. So this one quote by the poet Farrow Cazette. It is, quote, "I will plant my hands in the garden. I will grow. I know. I know. I know." Quote. I just recently read a little bit of some of her poems. She's an Iranian poet, and this is from the 1950s, her collection. She talks about female desire, sensuality, cultural restrictions. She actually died as well in a car crash in her 30s, which is very devastating. But I feel like it had... I feel like this is good quote to begin our topic for today.
Yeah, I like it too, because it definitely posits her as part of nature. And like, we all are part of nature. But I guess part of our topic is like, why has nature specifically been personified as a woman? And like, why has it been gendered as such?
Yes, definitely. So moving on, as we said from last topic, we talked about the moon, which... had a lot of feminine connotations to it. And so that got us thinking, you know, like, why is the moon feminine? Why are mountains feminine? Why are cars? Why are ships? Why is Mother Nature? Why are they all feminine? And so going into a little bit of history, and specifically for Mother Nature, as we know, you know, why is Mother Nature a mother? Well, we know that nature is the source of everything. So not even just, you know, the physical things we can see, like water, us human beings, you know, species, but also things like space and time and the galaxy. And it's also something of new life, which is associated with, you know, women giving birth to new life. And it's very, I think, a more abstract meaning, which... given life itself is very confusing. I guess people have just associated them with each other.
Yeah, and when we look at nature, it is not necessarily like innately any gender, but because we have this humanistic perspective, it is kind of a concept that we can project these essential traits onto.